Week number 5 this week in the Grand River Conference. Week number 5 overall. Week number 3 in the Grand River Conference, as we do on Wednesdays and Fridays when we have Princeton on the air. We'll combine this interview for our weekly coaches show and the pregame interview prior to the Tigers taking on the Putnam County Midgets. Princeton back at Eddie Allen Field for a 7 o'clock kick Friday night. You can hear that game on KTTN 92.3 FM. As I said, and I got a chance to listen to the game and kind of keep myself updated on Twitter last week, Coach Powell, with Noah Trenton game to go cover. And the final score kind of got away from Princeton a little bit, but there were a lot of missed opportunities in that first half for you to put points on the board.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was just that whole first half was a missed opportunity, I think. You know, it's a team like Milan, if you've got a chance to get on them like that and to get some points on the board, you've got to take that opportunity, because if you don't, I mean, you're going to see what happens, just like our second half went. You know, they're a good enough team and a physical enough team that they can just control and eat up that entire clock and go score. And I mean, I really feel like we left 4 really good chances to score. I mean, we should have scored. And, you know, it's, you get those scores, it could have changed the outcome of the game. We don't know, but it's one of those things we just won't know. So, you know, hopefully we grow from that. And we've talked about it a lot already this week, with just being disciplined and finishing the job and being a little more motivated to get things done. And hopefully it sinks in.
You gave up. It was an odd half, because I think it was, as you said, 3-4 times, at least 3 times in the red zone where Princeton was shut down short of the end zone. So you come up without points there. And Milan had big plays going. They had a 90-yard run and a 93-yard pass. So, that's, you know, big plays really hurt you. With all that being said, you get that late touchdown, and it's 16-8, and you kind of feel like, okay, we survived. We got a little bit of momentum going into the half.
Exactly. And, you know, that big pass from Logan to Zeb, it did a lot to energize our sideline, energize the crowd. And, you know, it's just nice to see that 0 disappear on the scoreboard, too. So to go into halftime, that was big, because we knew Milan was going to get the ball to start the second half. And it was going to be, you know, they've hit us with 2 big plays already, and we didn't necessarily want to give up a third. So it was important for us to get on the board. And then, you know, we come out, and in the second half, they were able to really put a solid drive together and score. And then defensively, they just stuffed us and then got the ball back. And, I mean, I think we had 10 total plays in the second half. So they really just took the air out of the ball and took the air out of the game and really hit a couple big plays again in the second half. And, you know, once things start spinning like that, it went downhill fast. And, you know, I'd like to think we stay a little more disciplined and make some better plays than we did there at the end of the game. But hats off to Milan for finishing us off. And, you know, who knows, maybe sometime we'll get to see him again this year.
Yeah. Same district, right, Coach?
Right.
Yeah, those came out this week. Maybe go check those out a little bit, and Coach probably knows off the top of the head. Anyway, if we look at games, and I use this phrase all the time when you're calling a football game where you just look at it and go, boy, whoever gets the next touchdown, it's a huge score. And, you know, if I'm calling that game and it's halftime, I'm looking at it at 16-8. If you get that touchdown, you're either tied or it's 16, you know, 13, 14, somewhere in there, and it's a new ball game. If Milan gets it, you're down 2 scores and you're swimming uphill, and obviously Milan got it. But that was that point of the ball game where the next score is going to be really big coming out of halftime.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, again, Milan did a tremendous job of just taking it to us, and we just were not able to get off the field. And, you know, as thin as we are, I guess, you know, we've got some tremendous kids out there to play, but to get a huge drive like that just pounding on you all the way down and then have to bounce right back and try to do something offensively, it was going to be tough anyway, but we obviously didn't get anything done on that first offensive drive, and then Milan was able to get the ball back and go to work. And, you know, it's a complete, you know, there's 3 phases to every game, and I feel like special teams, we did a fairly decent job, and defensively we felt like we did a good job for the most part, kind of trying to keep the things in check that we're worried about. But Milan was good enough to find some other stuff, and, you know, that's something we'll have to look at next time we see him.
Was it kind of a typical Milan game, Coach, in that they just hammer you with that running attack inside the hash marks, and then they'll go outside the hash marks, and then every once in a while you'll see Cole on a little rollout where he'll get one of those passes for big yards?
Absolutely. I mean, it was exactly what we game planned for all week. You know, we really wanted to try to bottle up DePorto inside, because we were kind of afraid of his size. And we did a really good job doing that. Well, then, you know, we just did not do a very good job on the edge when Dabney hit us on the buck sweep. And then the play-action passes absolutely killed us. We just, you know, at that point, I think we had guys looking to the backfield really wanting to make a play and stop the run. And there was just tremendous play calls by them to hit us over the top. And, you know, it's tough to be a DB because you're one-on-one out there a lot. And so, you know, I'm never going to put everything on DBs. We've got to get a pass rush, and we've got to do a lot of other things and reroute kids. But, you know, I think it was just a matter of them hitting us with those big plays and really kind of popping our balloon. And then it was just a lot of head hanging that, you know, you don't like to see. But that's something on me to try to get fixed for this week.
You got a week of practice. Get ready for Putnam County, Coach. And so often coaches say, you know, we'll study the film and we'll talk about things on Monday. But once we get through that Monday film session, it's flush this one, win or lose, and it's on to Friday. Have the boys been pretty good at flushing Friday night, getting ready for the midgets?
Yeah, and that's something we talked a lot about it on Monday. But even last year, you know, we really preached just kind of a 24-hour rule. You can feel as good as you want or as bad as you want for 24 hours and just get it out of your head. And, you know, we talked on Monday. Friday's game was a hard one to let go just because we knew we'd let a lot of opportunities slide and we didn't close out like we wanted to. But it's important to move on because this is a big game for us. It's another conference game. It's a home game. And, you know, last time we saw Putnam, they put it to us in Week 10. So we'd really like to play a solid game and get some things done offensively that we've been struggling with. And then defensively, it's a little more of a spread attack than they had last year. But It's just another week. You know, it's another week in the GRC, and we've got to make sure we've got our A game.
Yeah, we know this. When you're trying to get a running attack going, a little bit more proficiency, yeah, it's not the Ben Berwangers of the world because he's the same player he was last year. He's probably a little bit bigger and stronger. It's the guys up front who, you know, there's a reason why they say the offensive line wins you games if they're playing well. So obviously they're getting a hat on a hat, I'm sure. But from that point of first contact, what are the things that O-line as a group, they just need to do a little bit better to get some of those holes to open up?
I think really more than anything else, it's across the board. It's just staying with your block. You know, you get to your guy, and getting to the guy is not ever going to be good enough. You got to be able to be physical and to drive and to impose your will on that kid, whether it's out on the edge as a receiver or whether it's on the O-line. And our kids have really done a pretty good job of doing that. You know, we'll get a couple of good plays, we'll get some yardage going, some positive yards, and then we'll have, it was a penalty a couple weeks ago, or it would kill us, and then it was, this past week, it was just Milan being able to make a play in the backfield. So instead of being, you know, second and five, we've got second and 14, or, you know, and you just get behind the chains. And for us, we're not a big, huge pass play, big play type of team. We don't want to have to be like that. And so, it really kind of, once you get behind the chains a little bit, it makes it a little more frustrating, and then you've got to reach into your little bag of tricks and do some things that maybe you're not necessarily suited for, and that's kind of what we fell into last week. We just had to start doing some things we weren't completely comfortable with, and we just didn't do a good enough job executing them.
The storylines, and I know that the teams are probably a little bit different, but storylines, at least with where, you know, the teams are at right now, both teams lost a game to Trenton, Putnam County's having some struggles below 500. You've lost to a couple of tremendous football teams, obviously, in Mid-Buchanan and Milan, ranked number one and number four in the state. But yeah, if you look at storylines and a couple of teams that are hungry for a victory, you're going to find it up in Princeton this week.
Absolutely. This is a big, big game for both teams. I mean, we're both kind of up and down and looking to get some rhythm going, I'm sure, with what we've got left in this season. And so it's important for us to get things rolling early and to really just kind of weather any kind of storm they hit us with, because we know, I mean, firsthand, knowing from film and watching, defensively, they're going to be very aggressive. They're going to be very well coached up, and they're going to have a really good plan. So we've got to be prepared for that, because it really stymied us last time we saw them. And then offensively, for them, to be able to spread it out and to have a tremendous athlete, a quarterback like you do, it really kind of puts you on skates at times where if you're hoping your kids aren't trying to do too much, we stick with our scheme and stick to our rules. And we've really tried to simplify some stuff this week to make that a little better opportunity for our kids to do that.
Putnam County this week, Maysville next week. I'm just going to double check on this, Coach, because if you go to the Princeton Misha site, it says Maysville at next week canceled, but it doesn't say that on Maysville's site. So that game is still on, to your knowledge, right?
Yeah, absolutely, it's still on. I'll just have to yell at our AD about that.
Said, yeah, in the world of COVID-19, you never know on those things. So I always double check. So yeah, that's still on for next Friday. Princeton at Maysville next week. Putnam County at Princeton this week on KTTN 92.3 FM. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck against the Midgets on Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.